Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
My first day in college was also my first meeting with a lobster. I had a roommate from New England. When his parents heard I came from the Midwest, they took us to dinner at a fancy seafood restaurant. And there he was, the lobster, not the roommate, majestic in his saltwater tank, all claws and eye stalks, like a prehistoric bug from outer space. He was magnificent. I thought the tank was just a display, but soon that same lobster was on my plate, dead. Also delicious, though I felt kind of bad for the guy, especially when I learned he'd been steamed alive. Not a good way to go for a creature with lots of nerve endings. I recall that meal the other day when the nation's first big seafood restaurant chain filed for bankruptcy. Red Lobster, which introduced fresh shellfish to crustacean-deprived parts of America, was essentially throwing in the bib. Many of its 640 outlets remain open, but the future doesn't look good. Commentators blamed bad management, changing tastes, and an ill-considered all-you-can-eat shrimp promotion. But the real cause of Red Lobster's trouble seems to be good old-fashioned American capitalism, the kind that puts short-term gain over everything. Founded in 1968, the chain has had several owners. Currently, a shrimp supplier in Thailand and a U.S. hedge fund. The fund sold off all the real estate, and the restaurant's rent kept going up. The result was inevitable. Lobsters were once cheap and plentiful in the U.S. They didn't become a real delicacy until the early 20th century. Even then, it was largely an Eastern phenomenon, since lobsters don't travel well and are best eaten fresh. They're the only menu item killed after you order them. Often you just point to the one you want, and off he goes. In 2003, Gourmet magazine sent the novelist David Foster Wallace to cover a lobster festival in Maine. He surprised his editors with a now-famous 6,000-word article titled Consider the Lobster. It described the creature's final moments in excruciating detail. He ended with an argument against eating them. I'll miss those Red Lobster restaurants, just about the only place outside New England you can get fresh seafood for a modest price. The lobsters, however, are no doubt celebrating. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.